gospel soul. Breaking gospel the yoke of bondage through the power of the word of God. Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we rightly divide the word of truth. You can find My Gospel Soul on Facebook, Twitter, but you can also find me, Denise Jackson, on Facebook and Twitter as well. Now, keep up with us also on the Denise Jackson Ministries website. That's at www.denisejacksonministries.yolasite.com. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
All right. Listen, I started off the show with no sound. Technical difficulties, but we are here. And again, blessing the name of Jesus Christ. To God be the glory for the great things that He has done. Amen. You know, y'all know it takes a lot to get me to stop. I'm going to keep it going. As long as I have breath in my body, hallelujah. Like they say, while the blood is running warm in my veins, I'm going to give Him glory. Hallelujah. So, again, welcome to My Gospel Soul. This is a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Just a few 30 minutes earlier, we did the show with Sisters United, so go make sure that you check out that show. We had a wonderful guest on there today, and I'm pretty sure she will bless your life. Her testimony and what she does, praise God, will bless your life. So go there and make sure you check out Sisters United today. This song that you're going to hear is called Joy to Me by your very own Pastor Jill.
Joyful sound. So if you don't know what time
like daily on Pastor Day. My Jesus is enjoying me, see? And with no help from any kind of audio distortion. I'm just saying. Lifting up the mighty name of Jesus, this is My Gospel Soul Radio. Oh, my God. Listen, did y'all check out Monday's show, My Gospel Soul Radio, and Weekend Review? You know what it's telling you, right? It's telling you that I talked about what I did on the weekend. Not that it was so great or so fabulous, but just I like to, let me just go here. I am a picture taken late. My children say, I take a lot of pictures. Oh, Lord, she want a picture. Cause let me tell you something. That moment, this is why I'm fascinated with photography or with even pictures on your phone. You know, people get some professional pictures. Okay, get some professionals. But I am infatuated with capturing a moment of time, you know, and because I think about it, when my father passed away, I was searching for pictures. And then I had a video camera where I had, I call it trap moments, where my father was talking to us and different things going on in the house, and it was destroyed by somebody before he passed away. But it taught me why my father was so adamant on taking a lot of pictures. When I say my father had a lot of pictures, and some of the pictures, when you take them, you think they are irrelevant till you need to get that moment back as some type, as it's like they say, sentimental value, you know. So I love taking pictures. I love doing podcasts and radio and video interviews and talks, because people don't realize that you are capturing a moment in time. You're capturing a conversation, and you're capturing God's grace. You're capturing God's love, you know, and his unmerited favor. He gave you another opportunity to experience life, experience the air you breathe. Hallelujah. And so I'm just one of those people that's infatuated with or that's in love. I'm not going to say infatuated, but in love with taking pictures, okay? In a few minutes, we're going to let you know what's going on in your weather, because I just love to do that. But I want to share it says Daily Words of Wisdom. This book I'm reading from today is an old, old book, okay? And it was written by M.A. Curry Sr. Now, I have no idea who this pastor is, but this book fell into my lap like I'm just saying that. And he wrote in the front, what a joy it is for me to put together this little book of wise sayings for your reading enjoyment. When I keep busy writing, which is my hobby, I keep my brain from becoming completely idle, for I am told that an idle mind is a devil's workshop. I cannot claim these sayings to be my own. They constitute a gift from Miss Minnie Mae Mason, widow of the late Deacon Walter O. Mason, Jr. I am happy to give credit to those whose sayings are signed and do not wish to use their use them without permission. So they let him use some of their sayings. The saying I'm going to read, because this is a daily words of wisdom. So I'm going to flip over to September the 30th. And it's real quick, short little phrase. It says, prayer should be the key of the day and the lock of the night. I love it. When I read it, I said, oh, that's perfect, because prayer should get you going in the morning. It should be the like opening up the door to your day. It should be, amen, it should be that motivator that you shouldn't be, and a lot of us go without praying in the morning. But I know I get up, first thing I say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for another day. Lord, you did it again. You woke me up again because he did not have to. I know people that passed away in their sleep overnight. Their family came and found them days later because they, you know, and listen, but God woke me up. Come on, hallelujah. So I give him my first, like they say, you got to give him that first seed of the morning, praise God. Hallelujah. And let him know that he is in full control. Let him know that he is responsible for waking you up. Come on. In other words, give him the glory. Give him the praise. Tell him thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. My apostle said it all the time. Come on, tell him thank you. I love it when she says it now. I love how it says, in the lock of the night. That lock is security. That lock represents that I know that God is going to keep me while I slumber and sleep. I don't take for granted his protection. I don't take for granted, amen, glory to God, amen, that shield of protection that covers me. Come on, hallelujah. Lord have mercy. I just want to send out a prayer towards my family. It was a break-in at one of the houses last night. And we blessed God because we went over to look at the property and nothing was missing but a TV. And I don't know about them, but I, in my mind, and I kept quiet, amen, but in my mind and in my heart and in my spirit, I said, Lord, I thank you. Nobody was injured. No gunshots to the house. No broken window. Just the TV gone. Come on. We got to love God for life. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God for it. Praise God. You know, I'm getting ready to let you know what's going on in your weather. Hallelujah. You know, Houston is a drama queen when it comes to weather. We have to get up each day and just see what it's going to do. Oh, amen. But, hey, again, that's God's grace and God's mercy. Hallelujah. Amen. How's everybody been doing? Praise God. I don't want you to forget to love on your loved ones. Go love on them and hug on them and let them know, take their life for granted. Let them know, praise God, that you know if it had not been for God, hallelujah, if it had not been for God, where would they be? All right, so let's look at the 10-day forecast for Houston, because I am in Houston, Texas. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I am in Houston, Texas. Amen. I'm here to tell you, we are having some good weather outside, okay? And it's something that we all brag on. It's something that we all are happy about. I mean, it cooled off. You want to purchase something? Moment. It's something that we just are excited about, because Houston for the summer was, oh my goodness, it was so hot. So we thank God for this weather and the climate. Let's look at what's happening for Wednesday's weather. It's safe. Today the forecast will be sunny, highs in the lower 80s, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour for Wednesday night. Clear, lows in the lower 60s, southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. For Thursday, sunny, highs in the mid 80s, northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. And for Thursday night, it's going to be clear, lows in the mid 60s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. For Friday, let's see what it's going to look like, because I know you're excited about the weekend. I know I am. This weekend, for Friday, it's going to be sunny, highs in the lower 80s, northeast wind, 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Friday night, it's going to be clear, lows around 60. We got to thank God for 60 degrees, all right? Let's keep this show moving. Let's play a little bit by Q Stone. Y'all know this is my favorite. This song says, "Let somebody," right here. Oh my God.
Speak many times. worry about things that we don't have and don't realize how much that we already have. There's many people out there that's less fortunate than you. It's more blessed to give than to receive. Come on. Some folks got more than a little bit. Some folks got less than nothing. Come on. Some folks gotta work a lot of overtime just so they can get their kids something for real dough. Living check to check. Just one paycheck for being broke. Being broke. And don't let nothing happen like your car break down. On top of what you already owe, we all been there. Some still there. It don't matter where you at, man. God don't care. I know things might look bad for you, but there's a whole lot of people doing worse than you. You might not think you got a whole lot, but when you give what you can, that's a whole lot. And that's the word for you. If you're gonna be a godly liver, then you gotta be a godly giver. So go and bless somebody.
Bless somebody.
It don't matter what you got. Just put it in the pot and watch God do a whole lot. Come on.
Bless somebody.
Go and bless somebody.
Bless somebody.
It don't matter what you got. Just throw it in the pot and watch God do a whole lot. Come on. And I ain't just talking about money, Jack. I'm talking about love where your heart at. Put some time to the side, you can give back. God gave you a gift, you can use that. Go ahead and give a dollar to the homeless. A lot of people on the streets really hungry. Or you can just pray for your homies. This year, everybody get a bonus. Just bless somebody. Just help somebody. Go and bless somebody. Go and help somebody. It don't matter how you do it. You ain't even got to tell nobody. Get your mind off material things and start thinking about a spiritual change. And that's the word for you. If you're going to be a godly liver, then you got to be a godly giver. So go and bless somebody.
Bless somebody.
It don't matter what you got. In the pot and watch God do a whole lot. Come on.
Bless somebody.
Don't bless somebody.
Bless somebody.
It don't matter what you got. Just throw it in the pot and watch God do a whole lot. Come on.
Come on,
let's praise the name.
let's praise you. Let's praise his name. Come on, now. Let's praise his name. Come on, now.
Welcome back to My Gospel Soul, where we are breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. Y'all know I always got something I want to share. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. God is such a good God and awesome Savior. Let's talk about joy's enemy. Let's talk about joy's enemy. I know y'all got time for that. Because, listen, when the wool is pulled off the devil and you find out he's a wolf, come on. You know what you need to do then. So we're going to reveal the enemy today and talk about what or who is joy's enemy. Don't you want to know why you don't have any peace? Well, you do have it. You just got to access it. But I'll get into that a little later. So let's look at this. It says over in 2 Timothy 1 and 7, it says, God did not give us a spirit of intimidation, but that's really fear, or of cowardice, of craving and cringing and fawning fear. He didn't give us that, but he gave us a spirit of power and of love and of calm and balanced mind and discipline and self-control. That's Joyce Myers wrote this book. But this is scripture really differently. But I love the way she extends the scripture out so you can get an understanding of what it's saying. So God did not give us the spirit of fear. We should not be walking around with shaky bones. We should always understand that God is in full control. So in that, having peace in that and knowing that, we should be balanced. Our emotions should be balanced. Glory to God, amen. I know sometimes I have to catch myself because I'll be faced with a situation and I want to get riled up. I want to step into my flesh, you know. But God says, be still. Come on, hallelujah. Be still and know that I am God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. I'll tell you for one thing. Now, let's look at this. It's Deuteronomy 1, 29 and 30. It says, then I said to you, dread not, neither be afraid of them. The Lord your God, who goes before you, he will fight for you just as he did for you in Egypt before your eyes. In other words, if he did it before, he'll do it again. Same God right now is the same God from back then. You got to know it. Amen. Joy's enemy, number two. I guess it was a joy's enemy, number one. Joy's enemy, number one, was, I believe, regret. But let's go into number two. It's okay. It says, do you look forward to every day with a spirit of joy and peace of good things to come? Or do you wait each morning in a state of dread whether of going to work or facing a life-threatening illness? If a subtle form, any of these is a subtle form a subtle form of fear that the devil uses to steal your joy. I'm going to stay right there. All of these are tools that the enemy used to put fear on your shoulders. Fear stifles growth. It stunts growth. It causes you, amen, to stop. It's a hindrance. Fear, and it's one of the most major tools that the enemy uses to stop progress in our life. Fear. A lot of you can be more successful than you are today. A lot of you can grow more than you have already. But you have allowed fear of success, fear of what people will say, fear of the unknown. You have allowed it to come between you and what God has told you to do. Come on. Amen. It's time to put fear where it belongs. Let's freedom. It steals your joy. It prevents us from enjoying life. It prevents us from walking in the will of God and moving forward in the plans of God to receive the blessings of God. I just said that. Amen. Look at that confirmation. Dread comes after us aggressively and violently and cannot be defeated passively. Oh, it's right here. I can stay right here for a moment because a lot of saints of God confuse passiveness with kindness. Oh, I'm not gonna. Oh, that's all right. You know, I'm gonna just. No. Dread comes at us aggressively and violently, and cannot be defeated passively. You can just look. I try to tell people, I say, you know, when you're dealing with something, come on, and the enemy is coming at you out of a corner place, and you try to be, oh, I'm going to just let it, and the enemy runs all over you. And then the first thing he says is, God, why do you let this happen? But let me read on. I like where she's going with this. Amen. Watch it. It says, letting negative feelings and thoughts come, letting these thoughts come will destroy you and your joy and your peace. So you can't let them come and take up residence. People get to talking to you. Let me tell you something. One of the main things that stops people today, and it sounds crazy, it's not a physical barrier. It's not a person locking them up. It's not a physical slavery. It's a mind thing. It's something that you heard or something that somebody said that then got stuck in your spirit, and now you're carrying it around. And every time you want to make a step forward, there it is, that fear, that dread creeps up on you. Your stomach starts getting in knots, and you get, you know, and you start feeling, you know, like this ain't right. And something like that. That's the trick of the enemy to keep you from being progressive. All right? We must use our faith to aggressively defeat it. Aggressively defeat it. We must believe that Jesus goes before us and makes a way for us. When a project seems impossible or unpleasant, trust him to make the way clear for you. As Christians, we can do unpleasant things and enjoy them because the Holy Spirit is in us. We can enjoy him in the midst of adverse and unpleasant conditions. Our joy comes from who? Comes from God, the one that is inside of us. Amen? Who, it says, not what is around us. Sometimes, like I say, sometimes we get so caught up on the situation or the circumstance or what we see, you know. And before you know it, we shut down. Before you know it, I'm not going to go that direction. It's kind of like if you're in darkness, you are dark outside, and you got to go around the house. This happened to me. I'm just testifying. You want to go around the house, and you hear something move. First thing you do is run back in the house. Oh, my Lord. Glory to God. Come out there the next day, it was just an old tree limb fell. But you ran. You didn't even have the courage. I ran. Let's just be real. I didn't have the courage to go on around the corner. Okay? That's how fear grips us. Dread grips us sometimes to where we run into a little adversity. We run into a little negative talking. And the next thing you know, we don't want to do it no more. I don't want to do it. I ain't going out. I don't want to deal with it. I want to. No. God is more powerful than anything that your adversary can throw at you. You need to learn how to trust in God. And when you begin to trust in God, when the devil gets aggressive, guess what? You're going to get aggressive too, because you already know that God made the way for you. When the devil gets telling you, no, this ain't for you. No, maybe you made a wrong turn and a wrong decision. You know what God told you to do. Stand up and keep going. Amen. Knowing that God has made the way. Now, let's see what little note she wrote. It says, if we set our minds to it, we can enjoy everything we do in life. Where God guides, he provides. I know that's right. Where God guides, he provides. You're listening to My Gospel Soul with none other than your host, Pastor J, Apostle J. Queenie. Call me what you want to call me. Collect is not available. How about that? Welcome back, welcome back. Listen, I'm having a wonderful, wonderful time with you guys today. I think that we had good word today, good words of wisdom from M.A. Curry Sr., that's the pastor, and even his daily words of wisdom. We also had a good word from Celebration of Simplicity, Loving God, and Enjoying Life by Joyce Meyer. And I want you to just keep that in mind. Fear robs you of peace. It robs you of joy. You have to go ahead, and passiveness will not get rid of fear. Okay? Passive is a band-aid. Passive gets you by that moment. But when that challenge comes again, what are you going to do? I say amen. If it's aggressive, you get aggressive in God. You serve that spirit of fear notice, and you say, hey, this is your last time coming at me. I am coming out. God said I am coming out. He said that I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. He said, praise God, that I am a royal priesthood. Come on, hallelujah. Amen. And I stand on his word. And if God said I'm going to have it, guess what? It's going to happen. Amen. You got to start speaking into your life. Amen. And fear cannot be conquered if you're running away from it. God did not, listen, God can't use a coward soldier. Come on. They used to say that when I was coming up all the time. God don't need no coward soldier. Amen. But it wasn't until I became an adult and begin to walk this walk myself that I realized being nice and passive all the time is not going to get you anywhere. All it's going to get you is some disrespect and folks running over you, and you can't blame it on God. You have to take responsibility for where you are and say, Lord, give me strength. Give me courage through you, through your word, to tackle my fears and chase them, because I know that you will give me victory. The end of the thing is victory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. So I want to encourage your spirit to hold on to God's unchanging hand. I want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Who cares? God cares. God bless you.
Monday through Friday,